just trusting in God. It's the only way to get through any of it.
Here's another story to point to the hope of Jesus. Christmas Encouragement on KVNE.
Hello.
Hi, Sherry. This is Lacey with KVNE. I hear you nominated your daughter, Bailey, and I'm calling to let you know that she's been chosen for Christmas Encouragement.
Makes me so happy. She's been through so much.
What a precious mama. What do you say we give Bailey a call?
Hello.
Hi, is this Bailey?
This is.
This is Lacey with KVNE. I have your mom on the phone with me right now. She has nominated you for something called Christmas Encouragement.
Bailey, you have been through so much your entire life, from the day you're born till today. You've endured so much pain, so much heartache. You have overcome almost every obstacle that they said you could not do. And I have been so proud of you for that. I watch you struggle on a daily basis, but you still have a smile on your face, and you still have God in your heart, and you never give up. And God has a purpose for you. He will use your voice, and I just feel something good should happen for you and those baby girls.
You made me cry.
I'm crying. I can't help it.
That's okay. You've been through so much. Your placenta ruptured with your twin girls. You were on life support 8 times in the last 3 years, 30 surgeries.
Yes, ma'am.
Scar tissue in your throat, another seizure, died twice, and now you had some heart issues. College was on hold. You've had to deal with that. Your dad passed away, your brother, and your grandmother. Tell me how in the world you're making it through all of this.
Just trusting in God, leaning on God.
Yeah.
It's the only way to get through any of it.
Wow. I have twin girls myself, and they were early as well. How are your girls?
They are absolute miracles, and I thank God every day for them. Keep me on my toes for sure.
I love that. God must have an amazing plan for your life, because you have died twice. You've had all of these things happen to you, and you are recovering beautifully. One day your story will impact many.
Yes, ma'am. Last year, Bailey was unable to buy the girls anything for Christmas. This year, she said all she wanted to do was take them to Santa Land so that they could see the pretty lights.
To Santa Land. We will make that happen, okay? You're going to Santa Land, Bailey. God loves you more than you could ever imagine. He's not done with your story.
God is good. Y'all are wonderful.
Well, Bailey, we have generous donors who come together and they want to be a blessing. So we hear that you would like some winter coats for your girls. How about we get them clothes for the whole winter? Would that be okay?
Oh, that would be awesome.
And Bailey, we would love to get you some clothes too.
Oh.
Sometimes mamas get put on the back burner, you know.
Yes. Absolutely, we do.
So mamas need to be taken care of. We would also love to cover Christmas for you and those two precious girls.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
And we would love to cover 3 months of your groceries.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing.
Now, I hear the windows in your car being held up by a screw. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, so it's been chilly on those car rides. Well, we have a partnership with Christian Brothers Automotive, and we're going to get that fixed for you.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. God is good.
Are you guys in shock?
I am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank y'all.
God is good, and we give him glory. He takes care of us, doesn't he?
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Keep listening for more stories of hope through Christmas Encouragement on KVNE, your Christmas station.